he can. Do you feel good about him for Sunday?
I would say that will be a game time decision, Aaron. I think he did a decent job this week, but I still think that's going to be something that'll be made, you know, sometime Sunday morning.
Is Corey Moore still in the protocol?
You know what? He practiced today, so I think that if he practiced and didn't have any symptoms today, that he would be good to go. And it didn't look like he had any symptoms, so that's kind of my opinion. Of course, I'm not an MD. I'm just a coach.
I know we've asked you a lot about Clowney this season, but how much has it helped him to finally have the consistent play of playing week after week after week?
Definitely. I mean, the fact that he's out there every day at practice, getting all the reps in practice, and then, like you said, having all the reps in the games, I mean, there's no substitute for that. And so when you're, you know, when you're young and you're injured and you're in and out of the lineup or you're not in the lineup for a long time, I mean, it's hard. You know, it's hard to make up that lost ground, and I think he's done a really good job of being out there every day, and he's been one of our most productive players, no doubt about it.
Coach, do you feel that Quinn Demps will be able to make a return this Sunday?
I think that's definitely in the Lamar Miller category of we'll have to make a determination on Sunday.
And when you look at the Lions running backs,
yeah,
how much do you have to kind of factor in that you haven't really seen much of Justin Forsett?
Yeah, no, you have to – right, and you know, it really kind of – it's as it applies to the whole team. You know, you're really not as familiar with this team. We've had to really do a good job of catching up, you know, as far as info on this team. As it relates to the running backs, I mean, you know, they've been very productive with Riddick, with Zenner, and now Forsett. So, you know, we've studied all those guys. You know, they all have different skill sets, obviously. They've all been productive, some injured, you know, things like that in and out of the lineup. So I think it's very important that our guys continue to study that right up till game time because all of those guys are a little bit different.
Coach, with Lonnie Ballantyne, you've had a number of injuries and cuts over the years, but you've kept him on the roster. What did you see in him, and why was it important to keep him in the locker room?
Yeah, good question. I would say that, first of all, he's a good guy. He's a hardworking guy. He's a smart football player. At the, you know, when he was injured last year, he was playing a lot. You could argue that he was starting for us, and then he was helping us on special teams. He's got good length, good athletic ability. He's an instinctive player. So, you know, we felt like the best decision for this football team was to rehab him and get him ready to play because when he could help us, we felt like he could help us.
After the first training camp that he had here, he felt that he was going to get cut during that week, and he didn't get cut, obviously. But how much of it was his family situation, and how much were you aware of all that? Did that factor into it at all?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I'm not as – at that time, I don't think I was as aware of it as I am now. You know, I think that he's got a lot going on off the field, and he's got a great family, and just like everybody else, he's got things he has to deal with off the field. But I think he's done a really good job of being able to compartmentalize and understand that when he's here, his focus is on whether it's rehab or the game plan now. He does a really good job of that. I think he's got a good maturity about him, and I think that's going to help him in his career. You know, as far as being cut, you know, look, you know, one of the things that these guys all understand is that at any time they could be cut. You know, that's just the nature of the business. That's the nature of the NFL, and I think that is part of their motivation, especially with guys like Lonnie.
Coach, just getting ready for this game, how difficult is it with a short week?
You know what? I think that these guys – I think when you look at the fact that we got back late and all those things, you would say – yeah, that would be difficult. But I thought that these guys approached the week very well. I thought that they showed up on Thursday ready to go. They had a good practice yesterday. We had a good practice today. They've been in early. All these guys have been in by 6:30 in the morning. They've stayed late. So I think that I've been very happy with the way these guys approached the week.